And to welcome to the show my co-host, Paul Haas, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American Mayvier. Paul, how are you? And we're going to get an update on Hollow Man Publishing. So we got some big things in the works coming. We will be telling you in a couple of weeks, but today is just an update on Hollow Man Publishing and who's been published, who's coming down the pike of getting published, and then some discoveries we've had of people that make mistakes while publishing their book. Because we have a bunch of other authors who decided to come with us. They've already have everything completed, and they're going to go with us as a regular publisher. So we are taking, manuscripts or former books and looking at them to see. So we have become a hybrid publisher. I guess that's the big news, right? We've become a hybrid publisher for some of them that have a book already completed. We're going to publish it soup to nuts and partner with you. But that has to be on a application basis, right, Paul?
Yeah. We're actually starting to really speed up in our business adventures right now. So it's taken a few months, but we're starting to really roll now, and I've got a lot of great authors that we've already published, being George Desmukes. We've had a couple of his books. We've got another really fascinating author, Bill Nelson, is with us now, and we've also edited one of my good friends, Chris Christman, his new book, Old Magic, and it's out, and you ought to read that one. It's a really good one, and we've got Dr. Maureen Howard, her first book of three has just come out as a pre-order, and we got two more for her. We've got another fascinating author coming along, Mina Valentine, which will have at least one book published this month, and probably obviously more next few months as well. So we're starting.
And Dr. Robert Marks coming in with his. And that's and right. More to come we're in conversations. Also, we're going to be bringing in, as a hybrid publisher, bringing in Frank Fiore, who is a well-renowned published author. So we are now taking published authors. So let me define the difference between a published author and a non-published. So you go vanity publishing, you didn't go to a big publishing house, then you're considered self-published, indie published. If you're an indie published person, you're going to have to come through us and pay for it. But if you are a published author that wants to republish your book, we are now a hybrid publisher and taking them. As long as you have the book cover, everything formatted, and you're like tired of the current publisher you had that didn't do the work and you want to republish it again, and we're happy to do it for you to kind of put another twist on it. So apply by going to hollowmanpublishing.com. So those are the big, big things. But what we've discovered in this, Paul, and that's why we became a hybrid publisher, is what's the one discovery why we became a hybrid publisher? What have we been hearing from people that have been published by other people and just not worked out? The self-published, but the ones that just went straight published by a hybrid publisher. They call themselves a publisher.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking at costs from 20,000 to 50,000, all the horror stories that are going along with those. And it's like, you got to be kidding. Cause there's no way that is a fair price. So, I mean,
yeah, cause it's going to take you a long time to even recoup your money. And the average author sells 30 or 40 books. That's a shame. We want to make it sure that you can get and profit on this and have your book going. And then you get multiple books written. And it's going to cost, by the time you get to 40 or 50,000, it'll be a long time to 20, 50, 10,000 to get to where we are in our pricing. But the reason is because we want to make a profit. We don't want to make it so the author has no money for marketing, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, honestly, the writing of your book is the easy part. What comes after that is envisioning your goal. What is it that I really want to do with my book? Do I want to make it something that is memorable for this generation or next generation? Do I want to make a movie out of it? Do I just want to get my message to a certain audience who can understand and say, yeah, that's me in that book? So, yeah, I mean, you need to then that's where the hard part starts. I mean, it's like you have to really decide on what your goal is and go after it.
Right. And when I was asking the question, you answered the second question for me. The hybrid publisher, the one that goes through and gets published by a publishing house, a smaller publishing house that doesn't charge you, they're not doing any marketing. They're not looking at the bottom line of book sales. They're just happy to publish you. And they're doing no marketing on their own, and they're expecting you to do all the marketing, right, Paul? That really means you're going to make maybe $1 a book or 50 cents a book, and you've wasted your time putting all that time and effort into writing a book, right?
Yeah, I mean, even the higher priced ones that say that they might include marketing don't. I mean, marketing is a hard thing, and people want to be coached with it, but they don't want to follow through. And the other guys on the other side, they don't want to actually do something to earn their money, and it's frustrating experience, really.
Totally. So go to hollowmanpublishing.com right now, or pick up Paul's books at thehollowmanseries.com. And you know what, Paul, good congrats on the audiobook sales. You just mentioned some of that stuff, and I'm glad to hear that's going well. And that's the thing, before you met me, you didn't know what a sale was since your years of when your first book came out. And we're learning and impressing ourselves that we're learning this process, and we're going to perfect it, but we're not going to go and give you a course. We're going to do it for you. You don't have the time. No one has the time to do it themselves if they're successful. And that's it. Right. Bottom line.
Right.
And if you guys are getting tired of seeing my updates 24/7, too bad, so sad. I'll be here all the time. You can, you know, again, at, you know, Media Giant Boulevard. I'm, you know, 7 foot media, Media Giant Boulevard. I'll be there, and you have to come here and be part of this, because this is my community. Come out and see me, and that's it. Fun, live, good conversations. I appreciate it, Paul. We'll talk soon. All right, you're listening and watching the Neil Hitley Show, and we'll be back.